Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早上好。
I hope your week has gone well by God's grace.
因神的恩典，我想你们这一个星期都很好。
And I hope that your worship this morning.
我想今天早晨的敬拜
will help to build up your faith in the Lord.
要在你把你的信心这更加建立起来。
So this morning I would like to ask a question. The title is actually a question.
我今天早晨我要问大家一个问题。这个题目就是一个问题。
To follow or not to follow Christ.
是跟随还是不跟随基督？
I think most of you, you look at me because I'm a pastor, you say, of course I will follow Christ.
很多的人就会看我就是当然我是一个牧师，我当然是要跟随耶稣。
So our focus this morning is on missions.
我们今天早晨的强调的是宣教。
That being the case, I would like to ask you a question.
既然是这样，我要问你一个问题。
When I mention the word mission, what comes to your mind?
当我提到这个词宣教的时候，你脑海中出现的是什么？
For some of us, we would say it is for the evangelizing of the world.
对有的人来说，这就是我们到全世界去宣教
，or to do humanitarian work，
或者说人道主义的一些工作。
And if that's your answer，
如果这是你的回答的话
，you are correct，
你当然是对的。
But however， I'd like to ask another follow-up question。
但是我想再继续问另外一个问题。
What does mission have to do with you？
这个宣教。与你有什么关系呢？
Because oftentimes when we talk about missions, there are people going on short-term missions.
对他们来说，我们知道他们是在短宣。
We need to pray for them. We need to support them financially.
我们应该为他们祷告，为金钱上面支持他们。
Is that all there is to do with missions?
是不是这就是我们与宣教的关系呢？
Or is there something more to it?
是不是还有更多的与我们应该与宣教有关的事情？
So how does missions relate to being a follower of Jesus Christ? That's my question.
我的问题是宣教和我们作为主的信徒之间有什么关系呢？
And so to do that, we will go through three passages in the Gospels.
为了这样，我们要看一下三处经文。
And then in those three passages, it gives us three key words.
在这三处经文当中，给我们三个关键词。
The first one is lordship.
第一个就是主权。
Lordship, and then the second one is worship.
第二个是敬拜。
The third one is discipleship.
第三个是门徒训练。
Just pray for the PowerPoint.
我们为那个上面的投影祷告。
There's a little technicality.
我们有一些技术问题在。
But like I said, Jesus, when he preached to the crowd of 5,000, he did not need PowerPoint.
我们知道，耶稣在宣讲的时候没有那个投影。
Okay, so first on the lordship, I have a passage that we would read.
第一个是有关就是主权的，我们一段经文。
We'll read it first in Chinese, Luke 9:23-26.
是路加福音的第九章，是23节到26节。我们先用第九章的23到26节，我们先用中文念。如果大家翻到了以后，我们一起念。路加福音第九章第23节。耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若占得全世界，却丧了自己，还丧自己，有什么益处呢？凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里，并天父与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Okay, let us read the English version.
Okay? 然后我们来从英文来读一下。
Let's start. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes to his glory in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. So here's the context of Luke 9:23 and 26.
这是路加福音第九章第二十三到二十六节的一个背景。
After Jesus, made the miracle of feeding of the 5,000.
当耶稣行了就是喂饱五千人的那个神迹以后。
And in addition, of course, to the 5,000 men, there were women and children. So,
当然是五千是指的男人，然后还有妇女和儿童更多。
One time he was with his disciples and he asked this question.
当他与门徒在一起的时候，他问了这样的问题。
Who do people say that I am?
人们觉得是我是谁呢？
In other words, what do people popularly consider who I am?
是大家大众是对耶稣是怎么样认为的呢？
And some said Jeremiah or Isaiah or John the Baptist.
就是耶利米以赛亚或者是慈禧约翰。
But then he asked the disciples, because after all, they have been following him quite closely for 3 years now.
他们门徒已经跟随他三年了，已经非常紧密地跟随他。
Then he says, who do you say that I am?
然后问他们自己，就是你认为我是谁？
If I were to ask, or Jesus were to ask you, who do you say that I am? What is your answer?
如果我问你，就是耶稣基督是谁，你会怎么回答？
And Peter gave the right answer then.
彼得就给了一个正确的回答。
When he said, you are the Messiah.
彼得说你是弥赛亚。
Or you are Christ, the of God.
你是神的基督。
And Jesus said, you got the right answer.
耶稣说你说对了。
And right after that, what did Jesus say?
这以后耶稣说了什么呢？
We might remember what, Peter's answer was.
我们都记得彼得的回答是。
But do you remember what Jesus said after that?
你记得耶稣在这之后说了什么话吗？
He said this.
他说了这些。
I will be what? Rejected by the religious leaders.
我会被宗教领袖所弃绝。
I will die.
我会死。
And then I will be raised from the dead.
我要从死里复活。
So Jesus make it very clear and simple.
耶稣把这个非常清楚地告诉他们。
That being the Savior is not just being worshipped and being obeyed to, but he had to sacrifice.
成为人的救主不仅是他能人们都敬拜他，但是而是要为人而死。
He had to do two basic things.
他要做两个基本的事情。
He has to deny himself.
他要舍己。
And then he has to pay the price to obey his father.
还要他付上代价来顺服父神。
Clear.
大家都清楚吗？
So when you understand this context, this background,
如果你知道这样的背景的时候，
then you will realize that when Jesus asks you to do something for him,
你认识到当耶稣要你做一些事情的时候，
he has already set the example.
他已经做了一个很好的榜样。
You understand that, right?
你知道这个事实。
Okay, so here he is asking them in Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
这里在路加福音第九章第二十三节。
He's asking them, what is life all about?
他问他们是生活到底是为什么目的？
What does it really take to be my follower?
是要付上什么样的代价才能成为我真正的我的信徒？
And then he basically says there are two prerequisites.
他基本上就是说有两个事情。
You have to deny.
首先你要舍己。
Why?
为什么要舍己？
Because I am the Savior.
因为我是那救赎主。
And I am your Lord.
我是你的主。
So I can demand of that.
我能够要求你这样。
But it's not without sacrifice. I sacrifice first. I'm not asking you to sacrifice for me.
不是说我没有先舍己，而是我为你做了一个很好的榜样，先舍己。
Secondly,
第二个，
Are you willing to sacrifice yourself to pay the price of following me?
你是不是愿意舍己来付上代价来跟随我？
So early on in his contact with his disciples,
在早期的他与门徒的那个交流的时候，
he make it very clear.
他非常清楚地告诉他，
Hey, if you follow me,
如果你跟随我，
it's not just believing in me as the Savior.
不仅是要相信我是那救主，
and then you have eternal life.
有永生。
That's all there is.
如果是光是这样的话。
And you just have a life of love.
他就是有个爱的。
A life of peace.
有个平安的生命。
A life of comfort.
有一个安舒适的生命。
Now let me ask you.
如果是光是这样的话。
How many Christians who believe that?
有多少基督徒就相信就是这些而已。
To this day.
到今天。
Have really joy in their heart.
有没有喜乐在心里？
Those who say I just want to be an average Christian.
如果有的人说我只要一个平常的基督徒就行。
Which means I just go to church.
那就是我就是去教会。
Which means I give up my tithe.
我就是奉献。
That means I do something at church or in my community.
我就是在教会里做些事，或者是在社区做一些事情。
If you're feeling a little guilty for me just saying that.
如果你有没有为我觉得很可怜，就是就光是说这些。
I was like that.
我过去就是像这样。
I was like that.
我就是这样的。
I typically work hard. My life principle is I work hard, which I claim for the Lord.
我就是这样，我就是就很努力的工作，就是说是为神工作。
Whether it be at my workplace or in my church.
或者是在工作的地方，或者是在教会。
And I give financially.
然后我是也奉献。
And then I think I'm just doing fine.
我想我就是做得多挺好。
Until my life was interrupted.
直到有一天我的生活被打断。
That when my wife was discovered to have cancer.
当我的妻子被发现是有癌症的时候。
I was stopped in my track.
我整个的我的生命的轨迹在
All of a sudden, all the things that I was busy on,
突然之间所有的我为忙忙碌碌的那些事情
whether in my career,
是我的职业
I was enjoying upward mobility.
我很享受着我这步步的往上升迁的机会
And then also I was active in the church.
我也非常的热心在教会里面。
And there were important business decisions that I had to make.
也有很多的商业的决定我需要做决定。
But all of a sudden, those things that consumed so much of my time and my mental energy were put on hold.
所有这些让我非常忙碌的，让我头脑疼痛的那些事情，都突然就是变得没有。
All of a sudden, all those things that seems to be very important.Was not important anymore.
这些看似本来看似非常重要的事情，变成都不这么重要了。
Because I was not prepared that my wife at that time was only age 26, and for me, I was 27.
我是完全没有任何的准备，在我的妻子是26岁，我是27岁的时候。
That we could come so close to death and possibly be separated.
我们就是这样的。临近就有可能死亡这样的选择。
It was not part of my plan.
这完全不在我的计划当中。
And then the Lord, the Holy Spirit, used Luke 9 to speak to me.
然后就是主就是用圣灵也是用路加福音的第九章来告诉我。
He asked me the question.
他问我一个问题。
If anyone who wants to save his life will lose it.
谁愿要要救自己的生命就会失去自己的生命。
Whoever loses life for me will save it.
谁为我而舍命的就会救自己的生命。
All of a sudden those words became very personal.
这些话语就变成非常的个人。
No longer Jesus was just my savior.
不仅仅是耶稣是我的救主而已。
Jesus, I have not really made you Lord of my life.
我说耶稣我还没有使你成为真正的主
I make my own plans.
我有我自己的计划
And if I were to look at my life trajectory
如果我看一下我的人生的轨迹的话
And if I did not make any change
我没有任何的 改变的话。
Then first thing I would say, I will regret that I lose my wife. I will be regretting it for the rest of my life.
第一件就是可能是我会非常的难过，因为如果我要失去我的妻子的话。
First, because I was just simply too busy.
因为第一个是我非常太忙。
I've ignored her.
我整个的就把她就忽略了。
I didn't spend time with her to let her know how much I love her and how much I cherish her.
我没有花时间来表明我多么的爱她，我们都花了时间。
That was my life trajectory.
这是我的人生的轨迹。
So when Jesus stopped me at my track,
当耶稣在这个时候让我停止的时候，
I had to ask myself, what is really, really important in my life?
我问我自己，是什么是真正我生命中重要的事情？
Then I began to find in this passage,
然后我就在这段经文当中发现了，
that I need to submit myself to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
我应该完全的顺服我们的主耶稣基督。
Because it says, what good is it if a man can gain the whole world?
就说如果人能够赚得全世界，这有什么意思？
In other words, whatever ambition you have,
不管你有多大的雄心，
whatever you're willing to give your time and energy to,
不管你能够花多少时间或者是精力去做，
if you can be the best and you have everything you wanted,
如果你成为最好的，是你能够得到所有可以得到的东西。
Your life will be wasted.
你的生命还是被浪费了。
When you look back on your life,
当你回看你的生命的时候，
you will just do the things that you want or what the world wants, what your boss wants, what your parents want, but not what the Lord wants. You look back on your life, I've wasted my life.
如果我们看到我们所做的都是我的上司，我的亲人，或者是别人所要求的，而不是神所要求的，我们回头看的时候，这些都是浪费了我们的生命。
So let me ask you to take a self-evaluation.
我想让大家自己评估一下自己。
If the Lord were to take away your health today,
如果神要把你的健康拿走
or your job,
或者你的工作
or your loved one,
或者你所爱的人
would you still follow him?
你还会跟随他吗？
Would you still follow him?
你还会跟随他吗？
Or we start complaining. Thank you, I heard
我们可能就开始抱怨了。
Or you say, God, you don't answer prayer.
我们会说，神，你不回答我们的祷告。
You really disappointed me.
你使我沮丧，失望。
And then, would you also...look at your life.
然后你也看一下你自己的生命。
If you're going through crisis,
当你经历危机的时候
，like marital disharmony,
就像婚姻的不和谐
，job insecurity,
工作的不稳定
，or financial problem,
或者是金钱上的一些问题
，or health challenges because your parents are elderly now.
或者是你有年长的父母的健康的挑战
or your children are into addiction in one form or the other
或者是孩子们变成入迷某方面
or simply you have a sense of hopelessness
或者是就一个好像无助感一样
if so is the Lord urging you
如果是你有这样的这些问题或者是感觉的话神要你
Take a hard look at your life.
要你很好好的看一下你的生活。
And to look at your life trajectory.
看一下你现在的生命的轨迹。
If you were to continue to live the way you do.
如果你继续这样生活下去的话。
If you were to relate to people the way you do.
你还是与这样的与人相处的话。
If you were to continue to relate to God the way you do now.
你还是这样的与神这么样的有这样的关系的话
What will be the outcome?
你这个结果会是怎样
Would that be pleasing to the Lord?
会是使神喜悦的吗
Would that show that you are a true follower of Jesus Christ?
这会显明这是你是真正的跟随主的吗
I believe the Lord is speaking to you this morning.
我想神今天是在跟你说话。
He is asking you, are you willing to follow me?
他是问你，你是不是愿意跟随我？
If so, there are two things you have to consider.
如果是这样的话， 你应该考虑两个事情。
One is called the paradox principle.
第一个就是就是悖论这个原则，或者是矛盾体。
What is the paradox principle?
这个矛盾体的原则是什么呢？
If you want to save your life,
如果要你要救自己。
You will lose it.
你就会失去自己。
But you're willing to give your life to me.
如果你愿意为耶稣而舍命的话。
To truly obey me and follow me.
真的来顺服他而跟从他的话。
You will have joy and fulfillment in your life.
你就会有喜乐有满足在他里面。
That's the paradox principle.
这就是我矛盾体的一个原则。
Have you understood that principle?
你理解这样一个
原则。Have you experienced that principle?
你经历了这样的原则。
Do you truly believe in that principle?
你真正的相信这样的原则吗？
Secondly,
第二个，
you say, but wait a minute, I have to provide for my family. My children haven't gone to college yet.
第二个你就说，等一下，因为我还要给我的孩子们的支持，我的孩子还没有上大学呢。
And besides, I'm so busy. I can't stop.
另外我非常的忙我停不下来。
These are things too demanding. How can I do that?
这些事情呢这么样的有挑战性我怎么能做呢？
But then the second principle is the exchange life principle.
第二个原理就是所谓的交换的原则。
What's the exchange life principle?
交换原则是什么意思呢？
The Lord had to personally teach Paul to learn that principle.
神就是教导保罗这个第二个原则。
Because he was very committed to pleasing God and to do whatever he can to obey God.
他就是教导保罗就是怎么样的顺服完全的顺服的主。
But every time he tried his best, he got an F, an F, an F.
每次他这样做他最好的，他每次得到的都是一个 F grade.
He knew that in his heart.
他知道这个事情。
That's why in Galatians 2:20 he said these words.
这是为什么他在加拉太书第二十章。
He says, I've been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉死。
And the life I live in the body,
我在我里面活的。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
我因着信心而是在主里面活的。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
是为爱我的也是舍弃他的生命。
He truly then saw that what Christ demands of him, Christ already did it.
就他完全看到主要求他所做的，主自己已经做了。
Christ denied himself.
主是自己先舍弃。
Christ sacrificed his life.
主先弃了他的生命。
And on that basis,
在这个基本原则上
he learned the exchange life.
他学习了怎么样一个交换的生命的原则。
I cannot truly follow Christ.
我自己不能完全的顺服跟随主。
You and I cannot truly follow Christ.
你和我都不能直接跟随主。
But when we allow ourselves to be crucified or to really allow Christ to live through us,
如果我们让我们自己能钉死，真正的来让神来生活在我们里面的话，
then we can submit to Christ's lordship.
然后我们就可以真的顺服在神的面前
and to follow him.
来跟随他
so to follow him,
所以跟随他
we have learned lordship.
我们学习到是要有主权
is that we need to submit to Christ's lordship.
我们要完全的顺服主的主权
next,
另外一个
we have to not only have lordship,
不仅我们要有一个主的主权的顺服
but we need to worship.
然后我们还要敬拜。
And the passage that we base this point on is found in Luke 11. Luke 11.
这个经文我们要看的是路加福音的第十一章。
Verses 1 and 2.
是第一节到第二节。
Let's read it in Chinese first.
我们先用中文来读。路加福音第十一章的第一节到第二节。耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了。有个门徒对他说，求主教导我的祷告像约翰教导他的门徒。耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人多尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
OK, 好， Let's read it in the English.
我们现在用英文来读。
Okay, let's start. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, and hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. So we are very familiar with this passage, aren't we?
我们是非常熟悉这段的经文，对不对？
And then even most of us can recite it from memory.
可能我们都能够背诵下来。
But I want you to take a notice of the passage recorded in Luke as opposed to Matthew 6.
但是我要让你注意一下这段经文在路加的经文跟马太的第六章的经文的区别。
Because here it talks about the disciples saw Jesus praying.
这里讲到门徒看见耶稣在祷告。
And they approach Jesus to ask him to teach them how to pray.
然后他们来到耶稣的面前说要他来教他们怎么祷告。
And the reason why they did this.
这他们做这个原因是什么呢?
Is that they have witnessed not only Jesus continuously, constantly is in prayer.
他们不仅是看到耶稣 不断地来在那边祷告。
But there is a correlation between his prayer and his power.
还有看到他的祷告和他的能力之间的关系。
They begin to ask, why is it that Jesus is able to cast out demons?
他们在想为什么耶稣能够把鬼赶走。
Why is it that Jesus is able to heal the sick?
为什么耶稣能够治好有病的。
Why is it Jesus able to cause sinners to repent for their sins?
他为什么耶稣能够让罪人们能够悔改来相信他。
How was Jesus able to get people to follow him?
他们也看到为什么耶稣能够让人跟随他。
Even when he doesn't promise them any income or security at all.
尽管他没有给他们保证说有很好的收入或者是有很好的安全。
So let me ask you, do you see that the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples?
让我问你，你是不是看到耶稣所教他们的祷告
begins with worship?
是开始于敬拜。
It begins with worship.
是开始于敬拜。
May your name be hallowed. May your name be hallowed, or yeah, hallowed be your name.
对，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And your kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Let me share with you a testimony by one of the missionary that the Evangelical Chinese Church supports.
让我跟你分享一个就是在东区正道堂所支持的一个宣教。
不是西雅图正道堂。
西雅图正道堂的所支持的宣教士。
His name is Calvin Chan.
他的名字是加尔文陈。
Some of you might know his mother, Catherine Chan, who taught parenting class here before.
有的人可能知道他的妈妈，他在这里教过怎么样教导父母培养孩子的这个课程的。
He's a musician.
他是一个音乐家。
Good looking guy.
非常非常俊美的。
Also married.
也已经结婚了。
This is what he shared about his ministry.
这是他所分享的他的那个事工。
Besides being a musician, he's also part of InterVarsity Fellowship.
除了他是音乐专家以外，他还是这个校园团契的工作。
And he said, "This is our ministry focus."
这是我们的校园施工的那个重点。
Is to see students and faculty transform.
要看到学生和老师改变。
Campuses renewed.
校园被更新。
And world changes developed.
能使世界改变的人能培养起来。
Wonderful vision, isn't it?
非常好的就是目标。
But I'm sure when you read that, you will say, how can you do it?
你会看到就是你这个是不是我们应该怎么样做能才能做得到呢?
And I appreciate what he said.
我非常非常欣赏他所说的。
He said, I need prayer.
我需要祷告。
Because it transformed my heart. to love God.
因为他能够改变我的心来热爱主。
We need prayer.
我们需要祷告。
Because it brings God's kingdom to this world.
因为他能够把神国带到这个世界上。
I said, this guy has a bright future.
我说这位能有美好的前途。
He not only wants to love God,
他不光是他热爱神。
He wants God to bring down his kingdom.
他还要神把他的国度搬到地上。
So somebody would say, of course, he's young and he's ideal, just like I am.
你会说啊，他是非常年轻啊，非常现在非常能有前途的。
When he was a graduate student at the Manhattan School of Music.
当他在曼哈顿音乐学院做研究生的时候。
There was no religious group. They would not allow any religious group in their campus.
在那个学校上面是不允许有任何的宗教的学生组织在上面。
But he had a heart, so he opened up his apartment and invited over 20, about 25 students to regularly meet with him and to pray.
他有这样的爱心，所以他把自己的住房的房子就是与大概二十多个学生就一起分享。
So one day they decided to approach the president of the school.
有一天他们决定要去跟校长跟联系。
So he introduced their ministry to the college president.
所以他要跟校长来分享他的事工。
And towards the end, he asked the president, is there something that we can pray for you?
到最会面的最后的时候，他问那个校长，我们是不是你有什么需要我们来为你祷告的。
The president was taken aback.
那个校长退后一步。
And he said, never, nobody have ever asked to pray for me.
他说，我从来没有人问过我要需要什么祷告。
So after they prayed, he was really touched.
当他真的对他祷告完了以后，他非常的受感动。
You know what the college president did?
你知道这个校长是后来是怎么做的？
He talked to one of the department, the administration.
他跟那个校园里的负责的一些部门。
He says we want to change the policy in our campus.
他说我们以后要改变我们的那个校规。
Went to see Calvin and his group.
He
sent somebody to see to talk to Calvin and his group.
他让那个负责部门跟那个加尔文和他的组织直接联系。
We like InterVarsity to be the first religious group in our campus.
我们要邀请那个校园团契成为我们在校园里面的第一个的宗教。
That has not happened in the school's 25-year history.
这是在25年那个曼哈顿音乐学院里面所发生的第一次发生的事情。
Can you see how excited Calvin is?
你能想到那个加尔文会那样的高兴吗？
He was so excited.
他是那样的高兴。
To see how God can work.
你看到神的工作在那边的
事工。In the heart of the college president.
就是在校长的里面的心里面做工。
And in the life of many of his students.
还有很多很多的在校园里的学生当中做工。
That you can see even though that was a funny picture so they look silly.
你是可能看到这个图片是非常的可笑。
But those are all very promising musicians. Watch them.
他们都是非常有前途的音乐的人士。
And they are following Christ Jesus.
他们也跟随耶稣基督。
Because somebody is willing to pray and worship God.
就是因为有人愿意来为他们祷告和来敬拜神。
When somebody prays, truly pray and believe, God, I want to lift up your name high.
如果是我们真的要进来祷告，那我们要首先要高举神。
And kingdom come.
愿他的国降临。
No matter how bad the campus is.
不管是那个校园是怎么样的坏。
In terms of drugs, in terms of sex, in terms of many problems.
是吸毒，或者是性等等。
If we are willing to claim the power of Jesus' name,
如果我们真能说神的主权的话，
that His kingdom will come,
他的国一定会降临。
God will show Himself worthy of your worship.
神一定会给你看他我们是他是值得我们的敬拜。
So let me ask you a personal question.
那我问你一个个人的问题。
Through your worship,
在你的敬拜的当中，
can people say this?
人们能这样说吗？
But I can see your worship of the true living God.
你是真正在敬拜那真正的真神。
Correlate.
是相互很有关系。
With a life that is grateful, thankful.
你的生命是真是非常感恩的。
That is mercy.
是他的怜悯。
That there is patience.
在有忍耐的心。
That there is forgiving spirit.
有一个饶恕人的灵。
Can they see that?
你能看到这些吗？
If they can see that.
如果你能够看到这些的话
then they'll begin to want to ask you this question.
那就要问你这样的问题。
Why are you different from us?
别人就会问为什么你与我们不一样。
What gives you this hope?
是什么给了你这样的希望。
What gives you this love?
是什么给了你这样有这样的
爱呢。What gives you this strength?
是什么给了你这样的能力呢。
What gives you this peace?
是什么让你这么的平安呢。
Because after all,
是到最后
it has been said,
这已经说过
you become who you worship, or what you worship.
有一个说法就是你就变成你所崇拜的东西。
Do you see that?
你看见这个吗？
So here, if we want to truly follow Christ,
这里如果我们真的要跟随主的话
then not only should we submit to his lordship.
不光是我们要顺服他的主权。
But we need to also worship him.
而且我们要敬拜他。
Thirdly,
第三点
discipleship.
是就是门徒。
We follow Christ by serving as his messengers.
我们通过来服侍而成为他的信息的使徒而来跟随他。
How do we know this?
我们怎么样知道这些呢？
It is found in John 17.
我们从约翰福音的第十七章
verses 13 to 19.
第十三节到第十九节。
Let's read it in Chinese first.
我们先用中文来读，就是约翰福音的第十七章第十三节到十九节。现在我往你那里去。我还在世上说之话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理赐我们成圣。你的道就是真理，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
Okay, let's read it in English.
我们一起来用英文念这段经文。
I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them.I've given them your word, and your world has hated them. For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I've sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself.That I too may be truly sanctified. If I were to ask you the question, your emotional response to missions, what would that be?
如果问一个问题，你如果你的情感上的回应有关那个宣道的，你的回应应该是怎么样？
If we are truly honest with ourselves,
如果我们真正的很坦白的对我们自己，
most of us would say,
我们很多的人会这么说。
I have to do it. It's my duty.
我做这样做是因为我有这样的责任。
It is my duty.
这是我的责任。
Now, if you ask parents, let me ask you this question.
你如果问你的父母，
or Oftentimes, you will ask your children to do things for you, right?
我们父母都是会跟我们的子女这么说。
And being honest.
我们都很坦诚地说。
Can you tell the difference between when they're doing out of duty and out of love?
你能看到这个孩子在跟你做事的时候，是因为他的责任，还是真的爱你来做这个事情？你能分得很清楚呢？
They can see the difference between duty and love.
你如果能够知道他们给你做事，因为是责任，还是因为是爱？你能知道的，你举一下手。
Children, please look at your parents, okay? They can tell the difference between duty and love.
他们能够，你看，父母们都能知道你做的事是因为出于责任还是出于爱的。
Same thing is true with me when I serve my wife.
这也是同样的，当我跟我的太太说的时候。
Many times she will say, "Hey, honey, can you do this for me?"
很多的时候都说，亲爱的，你能给我做这个事情吗？
I would say, honey, it's not honey time yet. No,
我就说亲爱的，这不是亲爱的时间呢。
You're interrupting me. Wait a minute. I'll do it later.
你打断我了，我会做，以后再做。
We're very good at that, right?
我们是非常非常容易这样做的事情。
Our wife will forget what they want us to do, right?
很希望我太太可能到时候就忘掉她要我做的事情了。
Then you're very much like me then.
如果是这样的话，你跟我可能很像。
Same way when we serve God.
同样的，我们当我们来服侍神的话，
But I hope you will change your attitude, your response.
我希望你能够改变你的态度。
Because Jesus, when the start of his prayer, before he even sent us, he prayed this way.
当他还没有把我们派遣出去的时候，他给我们的祷告是
So that they may have the full measure of my joy.
是这样，是他们有像我一样的完全的那个喜乐。
Can you believe that?
你能相信这样吗？
Are you sure?
你相信吗？
Do you believe that Jesus' prayer will be answered?
你觉得耶稣的祷告是会成全吗？
Answered in your life?
是在你的生命当中。
In the midst of all many issues that you face in life.
在你面对所有的那生命的困难的当中。
That Jesus prayed for you that you will have joy.
耶稣给你祷告说是你会有喜乐。
Hey, you don't look like you believe what Jesus just prayed.
我看一下大家好像是不太相信耶稣给我们只有这样的祷告。
Because most of your face looks sad.
因为我看到我们所有的脸都非常沮丧一样。
Can you say, hey, I believe in that?
你能说的，我真的相信我们会有喜乐。
Okay, that's better. Good. So, that's what he wants you to respond.
他就是这样要你回应的时候，就是要有喜乐。
Jesus didn't want you to feel miserable when he sent you into this world. No.
耶稣不要你感到非常的悲痛，那真是在进入到这世界的当中。
He wants to have you enjoy the joy in his life.
他要你有一个喜乐的心在那来在地上生活。
So let me share with you a story again by one of the missionaries in Nigeria.
我要再跟你们分享一个，就是在尼日利亚在服侍的一个宣道士。
So Mawo, hard to pronounce, Mawo and Janet serves in Nigeria.
Mawo 和 Janet 是在尼日利亚在服侍的宣道士。
And they have students that come over.From Africa and Nigeria, of course.
他们有很多的学生就是从非洲和尼日利亚来到他们那里。
To share the gospel.
他们在那么中间来宣扬那个神的道。
So March of last year, 2018.
2018年的三月。
Typically, they would usually rest for the evening and start the next day school again.
通常是他们就是在晚上睡觉了，也休息以后，第二天就开始新的一天的生活。
But what they did not realize,
但是他们并没有晓得
was that night they were awakened by gunshots.
在那个半夜的中间，他们所听到的是枪声。
And when they look at the city skyline.
他们看到这个城市的天空的时候
It was brightly lit by fire because homes were being set on fire.
他们看到这是明亮的那个天空，因为是有很多的房子都被烧了。
And before they knew it,
在他们知道之前
six gunmen scaled their wall and came inside their community.
有 六个持枪的人已经要爬上他们学校的城墙。
And then, randomly shooting their guns.
他们就是毫无目标的到处扫射。
So quickly, the teachers gathered the students into their classrooms.
很快的，他们的老师就把所有的学生都叫到那个教室里面。
And they gathered there because they wanted to.
他们要集在那里，他们想干什么呢
？Hide from their assailants.
他们是要逃脱他们的那个攻击者吗
？No, they were there gathered to pray.
他们要在那里叫祷告。
And they said if we were to be killed,
如果我们要被杀的话
，and our facility were to be burned,
我们的所有的房子都被烧的话
，we want to die praying.
我们要在祷告中来死。
Can you see that?
你能看到这个吗
？One of the very last act in your life will be praying.
最后你生命的最后一个行为就是祷告。
They were ready to die.
他们已经准备要去死。
They prayed.
他们在祷告。
And they got on social media and then asked their supporters to pray for them worldwide.
他们就是到那个社交那个媒体那上面就发送出去所有全世界都在为他们祷告。
And all of a sudden something happened.
突然之间有个事情发生。
Instead of continually shooting their guns.
他们还在那边
These gunmen scaled the walls again and went out of their compound.
然而那六个进来的那个歹徒就是爬上城墙又出去了。
And their facility was not burned.
他们的整个的校园都没有任何的。
And everybody was protected.
每个人都被保护。
No lives were lost.
没有任何人
是丧
失生命。你怎么样解释这样的事情
？How do you explain that? The change of event. How could that happen?
这样的一连串的事情的发生，你能怎么样解释呢
？It's a power demonstration of God's answers to prayer.
这是一个很有能力的神的祷告的为神祷告的那个见证。
Powerful testimony of God's answers to Jesus' prayer for you and me.
这是很有能力的见证，就是耶稣基督回应我们的祷告。
Remember how Jesus prayed?
记得耶稣是怎么祷告的吗
？The first, their lives will be transformed by God's word, God's truth.
首先他我们的生命都是被神的话语所改变。
So when their lives were changed,
当他们的生命改变的时候
，people who did not accept the word or rejected the word hated them.
那些还没有接受他的话语的，或者是拒绝他话语的就非常恨恶我们。
So among the students, there were some who were former Muslims.
在那个学生当中有一些是穆斯林的背景。
And when they closed down the school after the violence,
当这个整个的这个事件结束以后，他们把这个学校都先关闭了。
The teachers asked the students when they came back to debrief them and to go through panic healing session.
当他们就是
trauma healing session.
重新把校园打开，然后他们回来了以后，跟他们就是汇报一下这个，然后是有一些咨询的那个创伤治疗的那些活动的时候。
And do you know what the former Muslim student said?
你记得不？你知道那个有穆斯林背景的那个学生他怎么说的吗
？We were glad that we got out of that dark and hateful religion.
我们很高兴我们从那个黑暗的憎恶人的那个宗教中出来。
Secondly, the Lord protected them from the evil one.
第二，他神从他们把他们从那个。凶恶中救赎出来。
And the evil one is Satan, not those people who carried guns and tried to shoot them.
那个凶恶就是撒旦，不是那些扫射的那些人。
And they also experienced from this event the power of their prayer and the prayer of those that are around the world.
同时，他们在这个事件当中能够经历到。他们的祷告或者是全世界都在为他们祷告的能力。
And do you know what happened as a result?
你知道这因为这个事件所发生的吗
？Almost all the students said this.
所以几乎所有的学生都这么说。
We are prepared to die for Jesus Christ.
我们都预备好要为主牺牲。
And many of them are now sent back to their communities who are in their mostly Muslim.
很多人都已经被拆骗到就是穆斯林被那个社区当中去了。
So this is Jesus' prayer for you and me.
所以这是耶稣对你和我的祷告。
He says they have been purified now.
他们已经被纯洁了。
By your word.
被那个你的话语所
Just like you and me, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior.
就像你和我已经信靠耶稣基督为我们的救主的时候。
But at the same time, Jesus also prayed this prayer.
但同时耶稣又这样做了这样一个祷告。
I sanctify myself.
我使我成圣。
That they too be truly sanctified.
这样他们也能够成圣。
So what is he saying here?
他这里是在说什么呢?
Jesus does not need to be purified from sin.
耶稣不应该不需要把自己那样从罪中来洁净。
Because he never sinned.
因为他从来没有犯过罪。
But the word sanctify here means being set apart for a purpose.
这里面成圣是指的是把他分别为圣。
Jesus said, just as the Father sent me into the world.
就像父把我差遣到这个世界上。
I will also send you into the world.
我也要把你差遣到这世界上。
And let's look and evaluate ourselves.
然后我们来自己评估一下。
If we are truly a follower of Christ,
如果我们真是耶稣的信徒的话，
are there certain assumptions in our life that we need to change?
是不是我们有一些生活当中的假设是应该改变？
This year when I celebrated my 70th birthday,
今年我庆祝我70岁生日。
I asked my son to share what he appreciated about our father and son relationship.
我让我的孩子分享一下他所那个期盼，就是说我为我们的有很好的就是父子关系那个来分享一下。
And then what he complains about our relationship.
或者是他对我们的关系有一些抱怨的地方。
And of course, this was his opportunity.
这是他的机会了。
So he shared what he complained about our relationship.
他这个是要分享他的对我的关系的一个抱怨。
So he said, I remember that when you were trying to teach me tennis.
我记得你想教我怎么样打网球。
You would drill me into the warm-ups until I really got it perfectly right.
你训练我先让我做那个热身运动。
And he taught me the basic strokes.
然后教我怎么样基本的打网球。
And I was so eager to, looking forward to playing tennis with you.
我非常的期望的要跟你一起打网球。
But then you will oftentimes tell me, go practice hitting the wall.
你就很多的时候就跟我说，跟对着墙就是继续打。
And he says, I've learned that when you play against the wall always wins.
当你跟墙打的时候，总是最后就是墙是赢了。
So he was greatly disappointed.
他非常的失望。
And then he said this also.
他也这么说。
He says, I am disappointed that I never became the successor of Michael Chang.
我非常失望，同时呢，我也没有变成像Michael Chang 那样的就是网球明星。
Because after all, he was the pride of us Asians, right? I mean, he got the 1989 French Open title.
最后就是 Michael Chen 是1989年的那个法国网球公开赛的冠军。
So this is what I learned.
这是我所学到的从他那个分享的当中。
But when I taught my son tennis,
当我教我孩子网球的时候
the approach I used was exactly what my dad taught me.
我用的所有的方式其实都是从我父亲教我怎么教。
I thought it worked for me.
我想我这个跟对我很有效。
It should work for my son too.
那样一定会对我的孩子也会很有效。
But I never verified my assumption.
但是我从来没有评估一下这样的假设是不是正确的。
Do you see my point?
你是不是看到我的观点？
So how many times?
是不是有很多的
时候？ We as parents have good intention for our children.
我们父母都是有很好的意愿为我们的孩子。
We have taken a difficult and hard road to make it in America.
我们已经花了很多的努力都 来到美国。
We want the best for our children.
我们一定要为我们的孩子
Academics,
要最好的。啊，有学业上。
Athletics.
啊，他们的
career,
体育上面。
And
in
their time,
他们的学业上面。
Even the arts, music, and you name it.
或者是艺术，或者是音乐等等等等。
That's why we pay so much for our piano lesson, right?
所以我们花了很多的钱的在教。
All good intention.
啊，叫钢琴课等等，都是很好的意愿。
Our assumption is that if they succeed,
我们的假设是如果他们成功的话
then it'll be worth our slaving, our working hard through all those years to build up our career.
这就是对我们如果就是非常的就是像仆人一样的就是在那使命的工作的很好的回报。
And we think that our children will appreciate us, if not worship us.
我们想这个我们的孩子一定会非常的很感谢我们。
But they don't.
但是事实上
Why?
并不是。为什么他们不感激我们
?Incorrect assumption.
因为你的假设可能
不对。Besides, let's take a back, step backward.
我们退一步来说。
Let's look at the Bible.
让我们看一下这圣经是怎么说的。
That's making our children successful.
是不是让我们的孩子成功
？So that they can brag their success as Asian Americans.
所以他们能够有吹嘘的那个权利。
Make them better follower of Jesus Christ. Yes or no?
还是来
yes or no?
使他们成为一个很好的基督徒的信徒。
I can see
到底是哪一个是你在你想到的
I can see our children smiling now.
我们看到我们的孩子在那边笑
They're saying, Johnny, you know what we're going through now.
你知道我们所经历的是什么
Share our parents more about it. Don't stop.
告诉我们的父母他我们所想的事情
I'm learning too.
我也在学习
I'm learning.
我也在学习
If our assumption is wrong,
如果我们的假设是错的
we continue on that trajectory, that path,
如果我们还是在那样生命
的轨迹 when you get there,
当你到那里的时候
would you regret it?
你是不是会后悔
would you say, I wasted my life?
我是不是我浪费了我的生命
I lose my relationship with my children.
我整个浪费了我的那个教养孩子
What's the point?
我已经浪费了一切这是什么这还有什么好处呢
So you see, missions relate to you and me.
你知道宣教是跟我们很有关系
It has to do with me constantly asking the question, am I following Jesus Christ?
这与跟我一直不停地问我是不是在跟随
If not submission to his lordship,
如果我们不是顺服他的
I will be a slave to myself, or my boss, or my spouse, or my parents, or my children.
我就会变成我的
配偶 life,
或者是我的雇主或者是我的朋友的那个奴仆
I would say I wasted my life
在回过头看的时候我就说
wish,
我已经浪费了我的所有的时间
You see my point?
你看到我的
If I don't worship the Lord regularly
如果我们不敬拜神常常的敬拜神
May people honor your name May your kingdom come
愿人都尊你的名为圣愿你的国家
Can you be just like maybe another Kelvin Chan? He's a successful musician. He can play cello and he'll get the you really appreciate his musical talent.
对 你可能就像那个Kelvin Chan 一样 Mike Chan
Kelvin Chan
OK 就嘉文成那个音乐家一样，他能够有很好的小提琴或者是钢琴等等。
But if you can be a Michael Chang, no problem.
你如果能够成为Michael Chang, Calvin Chang, or
no, Michael Chang, the tennis pro, okay?
如果你能成为的是网球明星那个 Michael Chang 的话
，If the Lord wants you to do that and be a witness to him, fine.
如果神让你这样做，你有那个能力，然后是也是为神做见证的话，可以。
But can you see the face of joy in Calvin Chan's face because he has seen how the life of faculty and students are transformed?
但是你能看到，就是嘉文成当他的脸非常的高兴的时候，看到学生和老师在那个校园里改变的时候。
Not just a wonderful cellist player.
不光是一个很好的 大提琴演奏者。
But on top of that, he's a follower of Jesus Christ.
在这上面更多的是他是一个耶稣的信徒。
Can you imagine in Mao and Janice's face?
你能想象这个 Mao 和 Janice 的脸？
Look at their joy.
看见他们的喜乐吗？
It's because they are a follower of Jesus Christ.
因为他们是跟随耶稣基督。
So even in crisis.
尽管我们是可能在危机当中
they see that God doing something they maybe didn't expect it.
他们看到神所做的是他们所不能想象所能做到的。
These students didn't just learn how to share the gospel.
这些学生们不光是知道怎么样来分享神的话语。
These students didn't just know more about the Bible.
这些学生不光是光知道是知道圣经。
But their lives were impacted.
但是他们的生命都是被有感受的。
I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
我们要成为耶稣基督的信徒。
I will never give up following Jesus Christ.
我从来不要放弃成为耶稣的信徒。
And I wonder.
我在想。
If we make the choice today.
如果我们今天要做一个决定的话。
The question is.
这问题是。
Do you want to follow Jesus Christ?
你要跟随耶稣基督吗？
Not just believe in him.
不光是相信他。
But be truly follow him.
而是真正的来跟随他。
Then there are three things I would like to encourage you to do.
那我就要鼓励你做这三件事情。
Is there lordship?
有没有主的主权在哪里？
Is there worship?
是不是有敬拜在哪里？
Is there discipleship?
有没有成为门徒？
Because if you do,
如果是这样的话，
joy comes when you submit to Christ as Lord.
你如果顺服主，有他的主权，
worship God,
敬拜神，
and serve as His messengers.
而且是能够作为他的信息使者来服侍的话，我们就有喜乐这样的。
So right now, I'd like to ask you to bow your heads.
我现在让你大家低头。
And I would like to ask you some.Personal question.
我要问你一些跟你有个人有关系的问题。
And I would like you to speak to the Lord.
我要你跟神说话。
If discipleship is a choice,
如果门徒是一个是个选择的话
，Have you made that choice?
你有没有做了这样的选择
？If you have made that choice,
如果你选择了这样的选择
，How closely are you submitting to Christ's lordship?
你是不是很紧密的来顺服主呢
？Is the Lord telling you something that needs change？
神是不是告诉你你应该改变一些什么东西
？Then what is that？
那这些东西是什么呢
？If you choose to follow Christ，
如果你选择来跟随基督
，Is there worship？Such that each day you seek to honor God.
是不是你的敬拜是每一天都是要荣耀神
？So the question you ask God is, how can I be pleasing to you today?
你要问神的问题，怎么样我能够使你得喜悦呢
？How can I be more like your Son Jesus Christ?
我怎样能够更像你的儿子耶稣基督呢
？You dedicate yourself each day to the Lord.
你委身每天都委身在主。
At the end of the day,
在每一天的最后
，You ask the same question.
你问这样的问题
：Lord, how have I been pleasing to you today?
我今天也怎么样使你喜悦呢
？And then, Lord, how have I been more like your Son Jesus Christ today?
我怎么已经像耶稣基督一样的你儿子一样的今天这样的生活呢？
Because After all,
最后
，because after all, you become whom you worship.
最后，实际上你就成为你所崇拜的人。
And then lastly,
最后
，discipleship
是门徒训练，门徒。
Are you following Jesus Christ as God's messenger?
你是不是跟随他？因为是你是成为耶稣是神信息的使者。
Can people see that you are willing to follow Jesus Christ for the rest of your life.
别人能看到你是愿意在余生当中一直跟随耶稣基督吗？
That nothing can stop you from doing this.
没有任何东西能够阻拦你这样跟随呢？
And that as you do this more and more,
当你每天这样问自己的问越来越多的话，
the more you experience the fullness of Christ's love in your life.
你更多的能够经历基督的爱在你身上，
that you find more, you find meaning and purpose for your life.
你会看见你的生命的意义和目的。
Let me close in prayer.
我在这里做一个结束的祷告。
Our Lord Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
we thank you that we worship a risen Lord.
我们感谢我们在敬拜我们这个已经升天的主。
Who paid the price for our sins?
已经为我们的罪付上代价。
On the cross,
在十字架上。
So that we can recognize.
所以我们也可以认识到。
That we are saved purely by your grace.
我们完全是因为你的恩典被拯救。
But out of a grateful response for your grace.
我们因为你的恩典，我们要回应你。
We're willing to give everything that you require of us.
我们要给你所你要求我们所做的。
We hold back nothing.
我们一定不保留任何东西。
Because nothing really counts in eternity.
在永世当中，没有世上的东西能够有任何意义。
Except your word.
除了你的话语。
Our life eternal.
我们的永恒的生命。
And you are God.
你是我们的主。
Help us to see that.
让我们真能看到这一切。
Help us brothers and sisters who have made the decision to change their life trajectory.
帮助我们的弟兄姐妹愿意改变他们的生命的轨迹。
May you be pleased by their life.
你能够在他们的生命当中得到满足。
May people around them be touched by their life.
愿他们的生命能够感动所有他们边上的人。
For we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.